emotions. Welcome to the Rewire Podcast. This is episode 46. Rise and Rewire. Got it this time. I'm joined today again by Rod. Good to see you again this morning, buddy.
What's up, dude? How you doing, man?
Good. Good. We did get to meet up this morning and did some hill sprints. It was probably only about minus 2 degrees Celsius, which felt kind of balmy and warm this morning.
Yeah,
not to mention the days are getting longer, so it was light out, so it was beautiful. We did some deep breath work, and I came back home and topped it off with a cold shower. So if you do those three things every morning, man, feeling good.
Yeah,
a little coffee on top of that.
I was saying how nice it is, like with you know, getting up when it's dark, but just being able to visualize and being able to actually see, you know, light. You know, when you start the workout while it's dark, and you're at the end, and you know everybody's waking up, the sun is coming up, and it's just it's beautiful. I love it.
Yeah. Well, it can actually feel a little bit creepy sometimes when you get home and it's still pitch black dark for another hour.
Yeah, that was the old days, buddy.
Yeah, right? So, yeah, so today's topic, we thought we would talk a little bit about patience. Patience is something that I think for a lot of people, hopefully we start to develop some naturally as we get a little bit older, but patience is something that is a practice. And you know, it's interesting. I used to listen to some Napoleon Hill audio cassettes in a vehicle I had a couple of years ago. And I used to listen to it on a loop forever and ever. I just remember what he said, that he at a point in his career when he had wrote Think and Grow Rich, and he shared all of this amazing knowledge through Andrew Carnegie that he had developed over the years. But the one thing he said that he had learned in his older years, over a decade, was patience. And it's something that continues to be something that we all need to work on, because it's hard to be patient when we have a certain vision or a certain expectation for where we should be or something should be. And that gap between where it actually is can be quite frustrating. So Rod actually mentioned patience this week as our topic. So I thought that would be amazing. We got together on Friday evening for a little bit. I almost said for a couple of drinks, but Rod doesn't drink anymore, which is amazing. But we did have a little bit of a smoke. And during that time, I thought, well, I think it's a great idea, Rod. Why don't we do the song Patience? And then we'll, you know, that'll be our intro. It's one of those ideas that kind of comes up in the moment. Maybe not the best idea now, but what I'm going to do after this podcast is I think I might actually record it myself and do our little intro and extra to the song Patience by Guns N' Roses. But so
awesome.
Tell us, Roddy, patience, what's on your mind, man?
Yeah. And I can tell you where I'm at now. I mean, obviously it's kind of an elusive thing that you're always looking for to be more patient. And many facets of my life, I feel like I'm always striving to be more patient. But I can tell you where I'm at right now, what has helped me. And I mean, you know, I think if you can even, and we've talked about a number of these things, every week we have a different topic, but they're all interconnected, right? I mean, I feel like a lot of the things that we've been talking about, and even when it comes to gaining more patience, you have to look within and ask these questions. And I feel like, you know, even before, you know, making those steps towards being a more patient individual, is maybe looking inward and asking, you know, why you don't have patience or why you think you don't have patience. You know, and asking yourself, you know, what does it mean to be patient with myself or yourself? You know, what benefits would I experience by being, you know, more patient, you know, again, with myself? And, you know, what can I do to become more patient, again, with myself? And I keep on saying myself, but I'm talking about, and this is going back again last week about us talking, you know, at depth about loving ourselves and loving all of you and all of me. But again, this is where the patience is very, very important because we all have, I believe, we all have these inner critics, but everyone, you know, deals with these inner critics a little bit differently. And I think you need to acknowledge these inner critics. I mean, you know, for the longest time, I always kind of turned my back. And there's that inner critic that is fucking very impatient. And sometimes they're at the door knocking and I'm like, I'm not going to answer that door. Fuck it, man. I'm not. But I've realized that just being able to acknowledge that, that impatient person inside of me and being able to, you know, you don't have to fucking let them come in and have tea and biscuits with them, but you definitely have to answer the door. Like you have to acknowledge them and say, yeah, you know what? Come on in for a minute. There you are. I understand. Let's communicate a little bit. And as soon as you're able to connect with that impatient person and say, hey, you know what? Let's get you aboard on, we want to improve this part of me. I feel like that's where it becomes a little bit more natural, opposed to fuck it. I'm going to just not listen to Mr. Impatient and I'm going to just fucking bulldoze my way through. You know, that's sometimes when it's, you're at that difficult point in your life or that difficult point in your day, I should say, and you're not answering that door, that knock becomes a lot fucking louder. So I think that has really helped me anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Like the inner exploration, to actually notice what's happening all the time and actually listening rather than just talking all the time, right. You know, this is what it's going to be, but actually stopping to listen. So it's funny because the more I thought about patience the last couple of days, and really patience is mindfulness, essentially. It's really about really noticing what's happening, being curious about it, and never trying to force, never trying to push or strive, but just allowing and kind of letting be. But for myself, you know, you're looking back over the years, there's so many examples where lack of patience really cost me time or money or friends or things that were, you know, very important. I mean, it's such a critical skill set to be patient because, you know, it's to use another Napoleon Hill analogy. I mean, he always talked about planting seeds. You know, you have to plant your seeds at the right time of the year in the right soil. And then not go and try to dig them up the next day and expect the results to be there. But planting the seeds, being patient, watering and loving and nurturing and just allowing that to happen. And not, you know, like I said, just before it pops through the surface, moving on to the next field because it's just not happening on your timeline.
Right. So
patience is such an important thing, not only just for getting results in everything we do, you know, like, and that doesn't mean sitting back and saying, oh, fuck, not caring. I mean, you put your best foot forward, pure intention, but just allowing it to sort of take its time and having faith that it'll happen when it's supposed to happen.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, and I was going to ask you a question as well. I mean, and I'm talking about Brian Coons of today, of where you're at with meditation, and your practice. Do you feel like you are where you are today due to patience or perseverance?
Well, I think it's both. Yeah. I think, you know, perseverance is, you know, I don't know if the word kind of feels a bit strong for me. It feels like it might be, it's almost a pushy word, but I would almost say consistency is similar, being consistent with practice and, you know, I mentioned having faith, but for myself, I mean, meditation saved my life. It saved me from myself. It saved me from, well, there could have been a lot of different outcomes and it's an ongoing practice, but continually meditating over the years and doing that self-reflection every day consistently and having patience, because meditation is not one of those practices where you go and suddenly 2 days later, you know, everything starts to change. It takes time, but you can notice over time that you literally can change your entire life through meditation by just changing the narrative and pruning those thoughts and the wiring in your mind through repetition and consistency. So patience and perseverance, yeah, I think go hand in hand, really. But
agreed.
I think sometimes too, you need to have faith. And I mean, I'm not really talking on a religious standpoint, but you can take that for what you will, but having faith that the process of whatever you're doing will yield something, whether it's exactly the result that you want or not, but just having some faith sometimes allows you to be patient, to work through, to allow the process to happen. You know, because again, we always try to drive the narrative, drive the situation, rather than sometimes letting things sort of flow naturally as they're meant to do.
Naturally. Yeah. And I was going to even say as well, I mean, if, you know, listeners out there, I mean, if your vocabulary permits the word spiritual, I've become a believer. I mean, I believe that life wants us to take notice of everything around us when we're progressing through these difficult times that sometimes seem like fucking endless, right? Where, you know, you do need to have that faith. We do need to trust that there is a higher purpose behind every seemingly this like impossible, difficult period. You've got to just kind of, you know, it sounds a lot easier, but you got to hang in there. You got to just say, you know what? Hey, I'm going to put these hard yards in because I know I'm going to be a better person when I get over this hump. And just to add one more thing with that is and I always talk about baby steps on everything that I do, but it's making some of those little things that you think are, it doesn't really mean much. You start something, it's pretty easy. But take it to the end. Get into the habit of starting something, finishing something. How small it seems at that time, because there is going to be a point where it is something that really means something to you. And if you don't have that experience of knowing how it feels to finish something, you might not have it in you to finish what really means something to you. So, you know, as small as it seems, fucking put the reps in, man. Like, you know, see it through, feel good about yourself, and acknowledge that. Like, I mean, take that feeling, fucking write it down. You know, how does that make you feel when you finish something? So those are the things that I'm practicing now, trying to, even with running. I mean, sometimes I'm like, oh, I'm going to run, you know, 5, 10, 15, 20, whatever the kilometers are. And sometimes if I'm alone, it's easy to say, okay, yeah, you know what? I feel good. I'm not going to finish. I'm just going to walk it out. Like, no, fuck, finish it, man. Like, you know, finish what you started. Unless you're in fucking severe pain, but you know, finish what you start, man.
I think that helps probably foster patience, is by actually having that mindset to finish what you start and not just bounce all over the place. So I know that, you know, I'll use meditation again as an analogy. Like when I'm working with clients and I'm teaching them the techniques and the practices, and this comes from my mentors and my teachers, you know, it's not about going and drilling a bunch of small holes one after another to try to get to where you want to go. It's about drilling one hole, going very deep with that to get really through to where you need to go. But you have to have the patience to keep going and keep going. We've probably all seen that, you know, Napoleon Hill again. There's a story from the 1800s where someone was trying to drill to find a vein of gold. And they were drilling and drilling and drilling and drilling, and they quit just before they got there, and then they sold the mine for pennies on a dollar, and then someone came in and drilled about 10 more feet and hit this vein of gold. So having the patience to see it through with everything you do, and it's it really is about sort of a matter of excellence. It's about taking pride in everything you do, being intentional about what you do, and then seeing it through. But having the patience and the faith to say, you know what, this is the right thing. I'm going to see this through. And, you know, when those things actually come to fruition, feeling is unbelievable. It's really part of life's gifts and miracles that can happen.
Yeah, when you use that analogy, that reminded me as well. I think it was Ed Milet who was talking about life and patience, and he used a pinata as the analogy, where it's like we're all swinging at this fucking pinata, and you're taking your best shots, and then you say, "Oh, I'm gonna take one more shot," and nothing comes out. You walk away, and then somebody comes behind you, fucking knocks the pinata. All the candy find out, and you're looking back like, fuck, that little fucker's eating all my candy. You know, it's like, stick around, man. Like, you know, take a few more whacks. And at the end of the day, I mean, I would leave it as well. Is like with, you know, even if you've walked away from it and you didn't, you know, strike gold, and, you know, you have to learn from some of the things that you've walked away from as well, to make you a little stronger too.
Yeah, man. Well, you know, with this COVID year that we're in, I mean, it's been a test in patience for a lot of people. Everybody has had a different experience. For people whose business has been affected dramatically by this, having patience right now for things to sort of return to normal has been very, very testing for a lot of people. But something you said at the beginning of the chat today, Rod, that really hits home. It's really important to stop and listen, and just to be mindful of what's happening on your internal dialogue, how you're feeling, and kind of calibrating that, because allowing ourselves to not be patient and, you know, just be so fixated on the end point, whatever that might mean for you, just creates a lot of suffering. That's resistance. And that is something we can manage with mindfulness and meditation. So by practicing every day, just taking a few minutes to do that self-examination, really patience is just another benefit of a long list of things that it really helps you become more relaxed, joyful, peaceful human being, essentially.
Yeah, no, totally agree, dude. Totally agree. And I mean, if I can leave one last thing, you know, we've used, you know, the word faith and, you know, trust. And, you know, the other thing is just believing in yourself. You know, even if the world around you doesn't, you got to think to yourself, I mean, if you don't, who will? You have to believe you're enough. And you have to dig deep. And I feel like that's what, you know, we sometimes like, you know, get into something and we've already lost because we're already thinking. I mean, it's been something that is been a part of us. And I'm talking about myself here, but it's like, I used to get used to the fact of starting and not, you know, finishing. So it's start and then stop and then start and then stop. It's like, at some point you have to change that narrative and say, you know what? I believe in myself now. And I'm going to finish this, and I'm going to get through this, and I'm going to be way more patient for it to make its way to the end. So I think, you know, believing in yourself is another massive thing.
Love that, buddy. And I think we have our next topic next week, belief.
Yeah, belief.
Self. I mean, that's a powerful one. That is, yeah. Well, I mean, it's so important that because we live in this little box, and our results in our life and everything that we have is basically limited only by our belief system. And it's something that we can hack. So yeah, that's a great topic for next week. So thank you for your insight, brother. I want to thank Napoleon Hill for all of the wisdom today as well. If you've never read or listened to anything from him, highly recommend that. And that's it, my brother. You awesome, have yourself dude. A beautiful day.
Yeah, you too, man.
Talk
enjoy.
Soon. And this is where the patience extra will be inserted afterwards. See how that goes.
All we need is just a little patience.